I see under the message here, Ira and I are delivering the message. And what I didn't know is that my name would be at the top. I guess that's alphabetical. Or is that another gift, Virginia? So this will be this will only be 8 minutes. So I want to talk a little bit. I would really like to talk just a little bit. That would be best. I mean, let me just start with how I got to Unitarian Universalism, and I started out as a poor Baptist child, and we went to church a lot. I got an attendance pin for perfect attendance in Sunday school, and for me, it's Sunday morning, we're going to church. I was a kid, but it was also about the community, all the people that I saw, Aunt this and Sister so and so and Brother whatchamacallit, all those people that they were in my life, they were up in my face. I often talk to my daughters about what it was like. You know, there were these wonderful women that took care of the children, took care of everything, but you didn't want to get on their bad side by walking in, because I was shy. I didn't want to look at anybody. I didn't want to talk to anybody. And I would kind of come in, and Sister Johnson would be by the front door. And this actually happened to me one time. She said, did you sleep with me last night? And I said, no, ma'am. No, well, then you can say good morning to me this morning. They pulled no punches. So to this day, when I'm walking down the street, I say hello to people. And my daughters want to know, how come you know all the black people? you just know. No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know him. But he looks like he could use someone to say hello to him. So there was one time that we were at a bus stop. I'm going to tell this story. Arlo's here somewhere. I'm not going to point her out. And we're sitting at this bus stop, and she's like 3 years old. And there was a guy, and he had a bag, like a khaki sort of bag. And he had all sorts of newspapers and papers of every description just kind of spilling out of this bag. And he was eating a banana. And he was eating this banana like an apple. He bit into one end of the banana. And just, you know, he was sitting there with this little piece of banana. He was chewing on it. And Arla said, she's 3 years old, she said, I don't like that man. I said, you don't even know that man. You don't know if you like him. And so I didn't say anything further, but she started talking to him. And when the bus came, I had to pull her away from this man because she was... So, I don't know, maybe I'm passing something on of that. Fast forward to my first exposure to Unitarian Universalism. I went to a 12-step meeting for someone else, of course, in Boston. And there was I remember we were waiting for our ride in the foyer, and there was a poster with a chalice on it. I didn't know what it was. Then when I came here to Berkeley, I was... In my heart, I promised my parents that I would go to a church because I wanted to check out, you know, what the churches are like. And there's some great Baptist churches here. I have not been to this day, but when I moved into my new place 10 years ago, my daughters made a friend, and they wanted to go to church with that friend who went to church on Sundays. And so it was the beginning of my, it was after my divorce, it was the beginning of my visitation. It was the first day, and I would have them, my daughters, for 3 days or 4 days on even and odd weeks. And they kept going to this church, and I decided to go to see what the fuss was about. So I followed my daughters to this church. My eldest daughter wears a name tag that I had made for her that says, "My dad makes me come here." But I want to remind them that I followed them here. I was involved in the religious education program because I had kids, and I joined the RE committee. And then someone said, if you want to have a voice in what happens in the church, you know, with RE and your kids, you probably want to join the board. I'm like, okay, I'll do that. And you want to join the church first? Okay, I'll do that too. And things went along fine until I met Virginia, who by the time that we met before that, but when I really noticed on the board, she stepped into, with very little prior experience, it seemed to me, stepped into being president of the board with Jean's help. And so I saw that, and I used to raise my hand, and I would say, you know, I'm new here, but it doesn't seem like we should do it this way. It seems like maybe we should look at this other way of doing it. And after I did that for about a year, Virginia said, "You're not new here anymore." So I just loved and admired Virginia, so I followed her into the presidency. Not, was it directly? Was I wasn't right after you. Some,
Pam.
Yeah. So there was Pam, another African American woman who was our president, and then there was Susan, who had the good sense to get out while the getting was good. She. So then after that was me, and now Ira, and I'm going to check my 8 minutes, see if I... Uh-huh. I did. I said, well, it's not going to make a sound. It's going to vibrate, so no one will know that I set an alarm. So as I promised earlier, I have had some experience in being in organizations that were largely populated by white people. I like folk music. I like country music. I'm a pagan. Well, I'm a witch, actually, but I'm also a pagan. And a lot of people that are not of color. And I just followed my heart into Unitarian Universalism because it didn't bother me that I didn't see many people that look like me. And now I went to a general assembly one time, and there was a woman there who had imams, several imams in her family. And she said that she liked Unitarian Universalism because it reminded her of Islam very much. So that's all I want to say. You can find your message in there as you see fit.